So a new woman, and I haven't reviewed the video, so I'm going to be looking at it for the first time, just like you guys. A new woman is waking up out of the blue, and she's saying that Diddy and his bodyguard, or former bodyguard, drugged and then took advantage of her. All right? So let's look at the latest person to accuse Diddy, the diddler, of diddling. And then we gonna go from there. Let's go here. I love it when I see him cry with the white, all white on, like an angel when they crying at the same time. I don't know. We gonna evaluate it. We gonna look at it for what it is, and we gonna try to determine whether or not she's telling the truth.
Legal troubles are mounting for Sean Diddy Combs. An alleged victim has filed a new lawsuit against him.
This is Combs remains behind bars in a Brooklyn jail following his arrest on sex trafficking and racketeering charges. Eyewitness News reporter Josh Haskell joining us live in the studio with the latest developments on this one.
Well, the plaintiff in this lawsuit, Talia Graves, as you just heard, extremely emotional as she delivered prepared remarks explaining how this incident back in 2001 has for
I did say it got something to say. I seen the UN meeting. I'm manning it out. I'm putting it together so we can have a whole show for it tomorrow. I'm going to go through the UN meeting. I want to make sure I got all of the facts and I can speak to it clearly.
Ever changed her life.
More legal trouble for Sean Diddy Combs, who now faces an 11th lawsuit, which comes 1 week after Combs was indicted in New York on federal sex trafficking, racketeering, and prostitution charges. Talia Graves was 25 years old, dating a Bad Boy Records executive back in 2001, when she claims she was summoned to a meeting with Sean Diddy Combs, given a drink that caused her to briefly lose consciousness, then awoke to find herself bound and restrained. Graves says she was raped by Combs and later found out the incident was recorded.
The trauma of the assault has taken a toll on my mental health. I've had PTSD, depression, and anxiety. I'm emotionally scarred. It has been hard for me to trust others, to form healthy relationships, or even feel safe in my own skin.
Also named in the lawsuit, Combs' head of security, who Graves claims was responsible as well, when she was slammed onto a table, her cries for help ignored.
Look at all of the people that they're suing. They're doing this for a reason. Sean Combs, Joseph Sherman, Daddy's House Recordings, because that means they can then go after all of the residuals and stuff like that if they were able to get a judgment. And so since he's already convicted in the court of public opinion, it's easy to go ahead and go after all of the resources, because this is not actual criminal investigation. This is a lawsuit to get money. Remember that. This is a lawsuit to get money. I want y'all to be able to understand the difference between the two. This is a civil suit, not a criminal complaint. This is a civil suit, not a criminal complaint. This is a lawsuit with no evidence. Just her word of what she says happened 23 years ago. Okay? Daddy's House Recordings, CE, OPA Co., I don't know what that is, LLC, Combs Global, Combs Enterprises, Bad Boy Entertainment Holdings, Bad Boy Production Holdings, Bad Boy Book Holdings, Books Holdings, Bad Boy Records, Bad Boy Entertainment, Bad Boy Productions, Organization. Jesus Christ. She want everything. Let's continue.
As well, when she was slammed onto a table, her cries for help ignored.
Defendants caused plaintiff to be depicted in a video image, unclothed and with intimate body parts exposed, and engaged in sexual conduct with another person. She would never have consented to the videotaping and did not consent.
Graves' attorney, Gloria Allred, says her client did not come to her after last week's indictment, and that her client first learned of the video recording last year, over 20 years since the alleged incident. They believe the recording may still be out there being viewed and asked for it to be destroyed.
It's a pain that reaches in.
They believe that a recording is still out there, but they've never seen one Yet she learned about it last year, just so happened to be around when? Don't worry about it. And they're hoping for it to be destroyed, but they're not sure that it actually exists, but they heard that it exists. And it's a civil suit from 23 years ago.
To your very core.
Let me go ahead and get the whole thing. Let me see if I can pull her up and get the whole thing, because I ain't no point in going back and forth about this. Y'all know how I feel.
Thank you for coming today. I'm Attorney Gloria Allred. I'm with me.
Big dog attorney.
Plaintiff Thalia Graves. Today we filed a lawsuit in the United States District Court, Southern District of New York, for our client, Plaintiff Thalia Graves, who is given permission to use her name. The case number of the 26-page complaint, Sean Diddy Combs, also known as the defendant, and another individual and other entities. The complaint alleges in part in the first cause of action that defendant Combs and another defendant committed a, quote, violation of New York City victims of gender-motivated violence, reporting it. Defendants caused plaintiff to be depicted.
I want to hear her. I want to hear that a little bit. Got the prepared statement. Typed it up on a nice letterhead. Give the pat on the back. Make sure you rub on the back. It's going to be okay, honey. It's going to be good. Don't worry about it. Take your time. On cue. Jesus Christ. Oh, gosh. You can't make this stuff up. On cue. And roll.
The internal pain after being sexually assaulted has been incredibly deep and hard to put into words. It goes beyond just physical harm caused by and during the assault. It's a pain that reaches into your very core of who you are and leaving emotional scars.
Hey, lawyer, make sure she's reading this right.
Some of the hardest parts of this pain are the shame and the guilt I have experienced that plays a negative part in my day-to-day ability to function properly. Being blamed, questioned, and threatened has often made me feel worthless, isolated, and sometimes responsible for what happened to me. My family issues made the pain even worse. I was already going through a divorce at the time of the assault and did not get the support that I needed. I was also faced with disbelief and judgment. This has put a strain on my selection of men and relationships. When many relationships became aggressive and abusive, which has made me feel even more alone in my struggles. I go through spells of being distant and withdrawn that it's sometimes so hard to leave my house. The trauma of the assault has taken a toll on my mental health. I've had PTSD, depression, and anxiety.
Is that self-diagnosed or is that clinically diagnosed? How do you get diagnosed with stuff like that? I'm just curious, just asking a question. Like, do you go in and you say, these are my symptoms? Is it something that they measure? Do they look at your heart rate and say, hey, when I say this word, your heart rate goes faster? Just curious, just asking. How do you then get diagnosed, or do you self-diagnose? Do you go in there and say, oh man, I can't leave my house, I'm so tired today? I remember in 2008 when I was broke, I had PTSD. You know, from what? From them repossessing my car. I still, when I see a tow truck today, I get, honestly, when I see a tow truck today and it say not for hire on that joint, and I see that thing in the back or I see somebody's car, I start getting PTSD. I said, you know what? Let me go ahead into the studio and work a little bit harder. I'll never, ever, ever, ever want to experience that ever again in my life. I get PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. I get post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't know what that S stands for. Post-traumatic stress disorder. When I see a tow truck from when my cars got repossessed in 2008, 2007, 2008 during the housing crisis, whoa, that was a recession.
I'm emotionally scarred. It has been hard for me to trust others to form healthy relationships.
Me too, baby. Me too.
Or even feel safe in my own skin.
I don't feel safe either.
Flashbacks, nightmares, and intrusive thoughts.
Courtney, tell me about it. I'll be getting it. I know, like, it ain't no joke.
It's a constant struggle. I also suffer with physical problems such as chronic pain, sexual discomfort. The violation I have experienced during the assault has had lasting effects on my body, causing ongoing health problems and complications. The combination of physical and emotional pain has created a cycle of suffering from which it is so hard to break free. I want to continue on this journey towards recovery and healing. I'm glad that he is locked up, but that's a temporary feeling of relief.
Is that the end of the statement? Let me see if anything else happened.
Dahlia is not going to be taking any questions. I'll be happy to take some questions.
Why she not taking no questions? Hold on, hold on, hold on. We got questions. So, all right, so let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. Because you know me, you know, I'm from Detroit, so we got to look at it a little bit different. Our lens is a little different than y'all's. I see Noticias Telemundo, Fox 11, KTLA 5, CNN, KFL, what is that? I see Extra. I see the Extra microphone over there. I see, it looked like one from Atlanta. So we know we got Los Angeles, New York, Atlanta, all of them is in there. Along with Extra, Extra, CNN, Noticias Telemundo. We got all of these microphones in there, all right? So with that being said, let me ask just a couple different questions. Number one, was there ever any kind of police report, filing, or do we just go just based off of your tears? I'm not saying that it didn't happen. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, how do we know that it did happen? I mean, I know it's easy to just label it, but why can't every woman in America just wake up and say, you know what? Diddy did it to me. He did it. There's no way for him to defend himself. He's struggling with this whole FBI case. It was Diddy's fault. We know Diddy did it. How do we know? I mean, what evidence do we have? Do we just go based off of her testimony? Is it court of public opinion? Why did they call every single news source that they possibly could? And why is this only a civil suit? Why did they call all of these people? You're right. You absolutely right, Kyla. How do we even know that he even know her? How do we even know that she was... How do we know this? How do we know for sure? For 100% certain, how do we know? How do we know? Honestly. And again, I'm not saying that it is, and I'm not saying that it's not. All I'm asking is, how do we know? How do we know? I think it's a reasonable question to ask. How can we verify this? Was it a lie detector test that she took? Is it some love sort of evidence? Does she still got the panties? I don't know. All I'm saying is by default, I don't care who you are and what you're talking about. By default, I automatically am going to meet every person with an accusation, especially if it's over 20 years later, with skepticism. And I'm not talking about a kid that went through some trauma and they mama shut him up. I'm talking about a grown adult that was telling us something for us to believe, but have no evidence to substantiate it and is only filing a civil suit. So, all right, last question, and then we're going to move over to the next thing. Is it the money that fixes the situation? Because I'm trying to figure out, does money, because money solves a multitude of problems. We know that. That is scripture. Money solves a multitude of problems. That's scripture. Okay, cool. So is the money the thing that's going to fix all of the things that you're feeling allegedly based off of the tears? And will the money also fix your lawyer's passion to call all of these reporters out there in order to get the word out? I don't believe nobody. Question everything. Question everything. Question it. When they just telling us to believe it just because you said it, I don't know you, man. I don't know you. I'm questioning everything and everybody. That's where I stand. That's where I've been standing. And that's what I'm stood on.